You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. Now, you heard us list off some states where cases are surging: Florida, South Carolina, Texas, Arizona. Many of these are states that imposed fewer restrictions early in the pandemic and opened up the most over the past couple of weeks and are now pausing that reopening. Texas and Florida have ordered some bars and restaurants to close back down. So let's try this again. We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to look into what the epidemiology says about how to reopen without reigniting a pandemic.
The Trump administration's messaging about COVID-19 prevention measures hasn't been clear or consistent. But with cases surging nationwide, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar sent a clear signal yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press.
We need to social distance. We need to wear our face coverings if we're in settings where we can't social distance, particularly in these hot zones.
These hot zones are concentrated in the South and Southwest, states where restaurants and bowling alleys and salons have started to welcome customers and people have headed indoors for the air conditioning. That's a perfect environment for COVID-19, says Johns Hopkins epidemiologist Caitlin Rivers.
As we all speak and cough and sing, we produce droplets, and those droplets are how other people can get infected.
Rivers says people need to reduce that droplet sharing with hand washing, distancing, and mask wearing, and by avoiding being indoors with other people who aren't in their household. Her advice to states where COVID-19 is surging:
many of them should look at pausing, not continue to reopen more and more activities, but first try to get that level of transmission back down to make sure that we don't reach a point where healthcare systems are becoming overwhelmed.
More testing is key to broader reopening, says University of Minnesota epidemiologist Ryan Demmer.
If we can scale up, test more frequently, we'll have a better ability to pull people out while they're infectious, and the rest of the economy can continue to move forward at much lower risk of outbreaks and hotspots.
And just because a state has reopened and officials say it's safe to go out and shop again doesn't make it any more likely consumers will do that. John Lear at Morning Consult says hard numbers are driving consumer confidence: COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths.
That means that consumers can sort of see through some of the politics, and their eye is on the underlying health situation in their region or across the country.
Lear points out, since mid-June, when COVID-19 cases started surging, consumer confidence has started falling again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.